Slashed and torn.
Do you know I love me? Hi, this is Gary Wilson of the Spring. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5. Hi, this is Gary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. That was our lovely station ID just now with Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know her.
Happy Monday, everyone. Listening to our show, Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
I'm Trisha.
And I'm Kayla.
And we are tired.
You know, we had a long week. As one does, and you know, but you know what, at least for me today has been better. Has you been better today?
Yeah, today's pretty good. I think I might make snickerdoodles later and like, ooh, if I have time, which I probably won't, but I might make the time.
Yeah, because cookies and especially snickerdoodles are delicious.
Yeah,
you know,
so yeah, we are gonna wing it on the music today. Might get some random stuff.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, play songs as we usually do, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We play songs. It's a radio show.
It's a radio.
We also do conspiracies because, you know, they're fun. Made up ones only, of course.
They
mostly are anyway.
Yeah. And that's usually later, closer to 8 or so. We get closer. We stop our show at 8. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Back to the music?
Yeah, let's play some tunes. What's up first?
Looks like we have Rust My Chemistry by Interpol.
All right, we like Interpol.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, let's go.
We'll be right back.
sweet, so surprised. I see a sign that says, okay, gotta take a ride, just recline in the far away. Gotta take some time to realize that my friends, they come and the lines, they go by. Tonight I'm gonna rest my chemistry. Tonight I'm gonna rest my chemistry. You're so young, you look in my eyes. You're so young, so sweet, so surprised. You look so young, like a daisy in my lazy eyes. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey. What's happening?
How's your evening?
How's the Monday going? Monday.
You know, I had a conversation with my friend Michael recently about how, like, if we abolished Mondays, then Tuesday would be the new Monday, and then we just go back to it being Mondays again, and then we would then be like, oh, Mondays, and then go back to Tuesdays, and it would just be like an ongoing, like, crisis.
Yeah. So what you're saying is we need Mondays.
Yeah, we need Mondays to fill that, like, that philosophical void or something.
We need Mondays to protect our Tuesdays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
So... Yeah. At least you have the show to look forward to, which is the best thing about your Monday.
Black Stripes or White Keys. Every Monday at 7 p.m. And this is the last year that we're bringing it to you. Well, the last school year.
Yeah, we'll be here next semester. We might not be at the same time, but...
But you can check our Facebook page to find out where we change it to.
Yeah. Yes, true. Yeah. Which we should be more active on.
We never
do. We don't do anything.
We only post what time the show is.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if we did it this semester.
I did.
You did, Trisha?
I didn't try. I just wrote it.
You're number one.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. But, you know, you can just listen. Yeah. You know, if you're listening, tell your friends that...
To listen to the radio.
Because we don't want the radio to die.
I agree, yeah. I listen to the radio in my car every day.
I know, yeah. That's, like, the only time I feel like I really listen to the radio is in the car. But I feel like you just grew up doing it and it feels, like, right. It just feels right. Yeah. Either that or I'll listen... Like, I would listen to, like, CDs in the car.
Mm,
but now cars don't have CD players unless they're old.
Mine does. Mine's old.
Yeah. But, like, new cars, like, they stop putting CD players in the car. And I'm like, that's so sad. Because everything is Bluetooth. I don't know. I'm a big physical media person. I like things.
You like things?
I do.
I like things, too.
I like CDs. I like records. I like... I like DVDs, too, I guess. Like, Danny's definitely more into, like, collecting DVDs than I am. I don't have that many. But, I don't know. I just like the idea of things being in a physical medium and not just on the cloud.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It feels like... Because it's like you can touch it, you know?
And you can give a DVD to a friend.
You can. Yeah. You know, sometimes you want to give them something and not send a link, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to give them access to your entire Hulu account, because one time you'll be trying to watch Hulu, and then you can't watch Hulu because your friend's on your
account. You know, this is just facts of life, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got to give you a quick message. From Tufts Educational Radio here.
Of course, yeah.
On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, you really should not do that, because it's true. It's probably one of the biggest causes of death, like, in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but it's got... I mean, car accidents alone are just, like, a huge...
Don't do it.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So about that music.
About the music, yeah. We played some songs for you. They were... Rest My Chemistry by Interpol, which is not off of Turn On the Bright Lights.
I don't know the names of their albums.
That's like the biggest. Everyone just listens to that one album, including myself. But I should really listen to
the
other
one.
The
one with the animals on the front. I like the one with the animals on the front.
Yeah, everyone listens to one that's like red and black.
The one with the red,
yeah.
Strange red thing.
Yeah. That's Turn On the Bright Lights. That's a very good one. But I feel like I should listen to the one with the animals now, because that song is pretty good.
The one with the animals on the front.
Yeah. And then we have Old Yellow Bricks by Arctic Monkeys, OG Arctic Monkeys.
The one with the apartment building on
the
front.
The apartment building on the front, which is called Favorite Worst Nightmare.
Okay.
And then we had a Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers, which is the album cover that's like blue and red with like a person.
Oh, there's a person?
Yeah, it's like really tiny. And it's a Punisher. Her one from last year. And that's like, you know, I feel like when I like Phoebe Bridgers, but I don't like, I'm not as obsessed as other people are, just because I feel like you have to, for me personally, I have to be in a mood to listen to her, because a lot of the music is really slow. Uh-huh. And she'll like release like one or two like upbeat songs like that on the album, and the rest will be like really slow. So I have to be in the mood for it. Like, I can't just always listen to Phoebe Bridgers, but you know what? She's good. I like her. She's a cool, actually, you know what? She's like a really cool person,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, it's just like, she's not like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's bad. I just think I'm not as obsessed as other people, because I don't always want to listen to really slow music.
That's okay.
And that is okay.
I feel that way. I usually don't want to listen to really slow music.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, you know, people just sometimes they just want something to be like bopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, so the next song we're going to play for you all is a Foo Fighters song called Stranger Things Have Happened. I think that's the whole title.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the whole title.
That's the whole title.
Confirmed.
Yeah. From Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace, I think. That's the album.
The one with the figure on the front.
Yeah, it's the one. It's a microphone.
Oh. That's
it's hard to tell when the picture's very small.
Really small.
Yeah, it's the album with the Pretender on it.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, but this song is for, they just got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Dave Grohl just released, like, a memoir or something like that, which my mom got for my dad for his birthday, and today is my dad's birthday, so this song is for you, Lou.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so here is the song. Let's rock and roll.
So stranger.
dream about somewhere a smoke will fill the air as I lay awake and wait for you to walk out that door. I can change, but who you want me to be? I'm the same, oh, do you want me to be? You are not alone, dear loneliness, you forgot, but I remember this. Oh, stranger things have happened, I know.
Walking
Hello, we're back. We're back. I have a fun story about that last song. So that song is by a band, which I don't know if I could say their name on the radio, but Mannequin, and then the next word starts with a P, and it describes a body part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But anyway, like, I went to the... They just played at the Sinclair last week, so I went on Wednesday night, and I was gonna go with my partner, Danny, but then he couldn't come because he had, like, tickets to this, like, wrestling event, and it got rescheduled to the same day, so I was like, okay, my friend Michael, like, really likes this band. I'm like, you wanna come? So we went, and needless to say, I'm really glad that I brought someone, because I don't know why I didn't think this was gonna happen, but, like, the second band, I can't remember their name, like, Angel Eyes or something like that, Ashes, something, I don't know. Anyway, the last song, like, there was kind of a mosh pit happening during the show, like, not too crazy. And then all of a sudden, the singer from the headliner comes on stage, the guy takes off his guitar, and they start doing this song, and it's all, like, screamy, and, like all hell broke loose. And then, like, my friend Michael just took his arm and, like, put his arm around my chest and grabbed me, and we got, like, pushed all the way to the side of the room. And, like, if he didn't grab me, I would have been down. Down and out. It would have been weird. It was just, I don't know, I just haven't been to a show with a mosh pit like that in a really long time. And I don't know why I didn't expect it. Like, the music is kind of heavy. Like, there's very punky songs that just, like, yelled the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, stuff like the song that just played that's not as yelly. It's more melodic. But, yeah, I just was like, wow, mosh pits happen.
They're intense, man.
They are intense. Do you have any mosh pit stories?
The first time I saw Modest Mouse in Oakland, there was a mosh pit, but it wasn't, like, super crazy, but it was definitely a mosh pit.
Yeah, yeah. I've had someone fall on me once.
Oh, did you get hurt?
I was fine, but they kicked the guy out eventually because he was being too rowdy.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was at a really small show. It was for, like, a local-ish band that started getting attention, and it was, they're called Cedar Green, like, some pop-punk band, and I don't know if they're still, like, kicking, but anyway, they had an album release show, and then the bill was, like, a couple acoustic acts, a couple indie bands, a couple, like, metalcore bands, so, like, heavy music there would be moshing to, and then them.
Mm-hmm.
And then during one of the heavy bands, like, this guy was just, like, going crazy, and then they kicked him out.
Aww.
And I got fallen on, yeah.
Got fallen on?
Yeah.
Can we make that a phrase?
Come on, yeah.
I got fallen on.
I think I was, like, 15 or something.
Oh, so you were small.
I still am, like, the same size as I was when I was 15. But for information, I am 5'1 and a small person.
Wait, you're 5'1? Why do I think you're shorter than 5'1? Because I'm 5'2.
I don't know. Maybe
are we just going
to... I think I'm shorter than
I always,
you.
Like, think of you as shorter than me.
Because I am. It's
but, like, more short. Like, but more shorter. Kind of negligible.
You just see yourself as towering over me.
Well, okay, I'm not that tall in general, but...
Yeah.
Isn't the average American woman, like, 5'4"?
Probably. Maybe it's taller now, because I feel like over the years, people have definitely gotten taller.
Mm, yeah.
And we're just not one of them.
Yeah. Too much coffee in our youth.
I guess. I didn't become dependent on coffee till college. That was like, okay, it starts now.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, yep, we're getting into it.
It starts
it's time. Now. It's time.
But you do.
Yeah. My dad just texted me saying, sure about the 5'1". Yes, I am 5'1". Maybe it's 5 feet, but I'm pretty sure it's 5'1", guys. Like, just give me that inch.
Give me that inch. I believe you. It's okay.
Thank you. I mean, maybe I should, like, measure myself sometime just so I know.
I just went to the doctor's recently.
Oh, nice.
They did that.
They do that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, I think we have a good old... One second. I always do this. I don't know why I don't prepare.
It's okay. This show is about improvisation.
It really is. So we have for you a...
This is the only time I haven't been, like, tuned into it. Wait, start over.
Okay. It's time for... Conspiracy Crackdown.
Yay.
Yeah, my phone is on 1%, but it didn't die before that.
I love that.
So it stuck out for that.
Thank you, Kayla's yes. mom.
I probably feel like there's a way to program this into the board. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't put that much effort. But anyway, we thought that maybe we'd continue with our jumbo conspiracy from a couple weeks ago, that they genetically engineered Jumbo from his tail in the new Cummings Center that's going to open probably next year in 2022. And that he's actually the real head of the university, and Tony Monaco's just a puppet.
Yeah. To be clear, we're talking about a new living version of Jumbo from his tail.
Yeah. They took the cells and they just made a new Jumbo. You know, with all that technology that's out there now.
And he's alive, and he's in the new building that they're building.
Yeah, he's like in the basement.
In the basement, wow.
Yeah, like they built like a secret lair.
A lair. The word lair. So like he's not exactly a, how do we say, benevolent force.
No, he's not. He's an evil spirit.
Yeah, he's calling
not
the shots.
A spirit,
he's
but calling, he is calling the shots.
He's calling the shots for Tufts.
Yeah, he is. He's down in there in the basement. He's on his little pedestal. You walk in and you're like, oh, Jumbo, I must obey.
Do you think he leads a cult?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
I think there's a secret society on campus that, like, worships Jumbo.
But, like, you know what I think? I think that they go in there, they worship Jumbo, they leave, and they forget what just happened.
Yeah, it's like Men in Black where they use that thing and they just erase your memory.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so we're thinking that Jumbo might have something to do with the housing insecurity at Tufts. You know, like, as you know, there are 100 freshmen living in a hotel this year, and you know, I think that's Jumbo's fault.
Do you think Jumbo told the president of the university to do that?
I think he did. Yeah.
Wow.
I think he was like, I think Tony Monaco was like, Jumbo, but we must build new dorms. And then Jumbo was like, no, we cannot do that. We have to spend $2 million on putting our name on this new tea stop next to my lair.
And that's his secret agenda.
That's his secret agenda. He was like, no, that's more important than the children.
Also, you also insinuated that the tea stop will be called Jumbo Stop instead of Tufts.
I think they just said it was tough so it wouldn't arouse suspicion, but when it goes up, it's actually going to be called Jumbo.
Yeah, wait and see, everyone. The Green Line extension is the Jumbo.
It's going to end, and it's the last stop on the Green Line extension, so it'll end in Jumbo, because everything ends with Jumbo.
Yeah, and then people walk out of the T-stop, and they get fed directly into the mouth of Jumbo, the elephant.
Yeah, that's the whole plan. It's some really large, grand scheme, and Jumbo's going to take over the world.
Yeah. He's feasting on the lives of commuters.
Yes. He's like, the commuters, they're, you know, they're a lower class because they take the train or something. I don't know. Jumbo's really mean. He's not a good dude. He's really bad.
Think about, like, how sick that is, though. Like, they have it's practically a conveyor belt coming right to him. It's the last stop. That's like... Wow. He doesn't even have to work for it. He can sit all day. Well, stand. Because do elephants sit? I think they do. Whatever.
I don't know. I know. I've seen, like, videos of baby elephants sitting. I don't know if, like, the adult ones. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Why do you think Jumbo is so mean? Why do you think he's so evil? Is it because he was genetically manufactured? Do you think he has no soul? Or do you think that something happened to him in a past life?
I think it's because he lives in a basement.
Mm.
I would be mean, too, if I lived in the basement.
Do you think Jumbo was lonely?
Yeah, probably. And that's probably why he feels the need to gain followers.
Yeah. And that's why he uses Tony Monaco as a puppet.
Yeah, because
it makes him feel better about himself. Yeah.
I think they should also genetically engineer a mate for Jumbo.
Yeah. They can get, like, a lady elephant for him or something.
Out of the same tail, so it's exactly his perfect counterpart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that would be a little incesty, though. If they ever had elephant babies, it might be weird.
Oh, yeah.
They might be messed up.
We'll just sterilize both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't be, like, his sibling. It would be his clone.
That's a whole nother level of ethics I don't know how to approach. Like, what happens, like, if it's a clone? Like, imagine, like, these conversations happening, like, 50 years from now, being like, so what is it if it's your clone?
like, this is an actual issue that they have to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a... Okay, on a, like, real note now.
A real note?
Not on a, like, fake Jumbo note.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's, like, a lot of laws about stem cell research and stuff because of the ethics, and then I think they can clone things. Like, didn't they clone a sheep?
Dolly the sheep?
Yeah, yeah. There's, like,
I think so.
Yeah, anyway. But I feel like they wouldn't, like, the powers that be would never let humans be cloned. I feel like that they would just never do that because there's so many ethical reasons not to do that.
Yeah. I think there was, like, a man recently, a few months ago or something in China, who, like, claimed that he cloned a baby, but he, like, didn't. I don't know. Look that up, people.
Okay.
That's prime conspiracy fodder. But, yeah, no, definitely unethical. Don't clone humans.
Yeah.
We have got lots of movies about that, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Probably? Like, I can't actually think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, but you, like, oh, you know that conspiracy that they, like, cryogenically freezed Walt Disney's head so yeah. that in the future they could bring, like, clone him or something, or bring him back to life or something?
We should do that one week. We haven't
We
done
should
that
give
one.
That more detail, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is a conspiracy that they, like, did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was our conspiracy crackdown.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, that was. There's also, like, a lot of ethics about, like, AI, because, like, apparently AI is, like, really advanced now, but they just, like, don't do a lot because it could, you know, all the robots. We know what happens when there's a lot of stuff about robots taking over the world and media.
Okay, this might be a hot take, but I don't believe that robots are ever going to take over the world.
I mean, I hope not.
Because someone has to program these robots, and you can program how they learn, and I don't know, as a computer science major,
you have knowledge in this field.
I just feel like they're not going to spontaneously take over the world, because they're made by humans, so we still have some sort of control over them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of, like, did you see that, like, Tesla wants to come out with, like, robots that, like, do, like activities that could replace workers, you know? Like, I mean, that's been, like, the trend over the past, like, 100 years, is that machinery has, like, replaced, like, human labor, but apparently they're supposed to be, like, humanoid-looking.
That's so creepy.
That is really creepy.
Yeah, that's very Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen, like, other robots, so there's, like, that video of these robots, like, dancing from, like, a Boston company.
Boston Dynamics?
Dynamics, yeah. Have you seen that video where they, like, program the robots to dance, like, really well?
I think I have seen that.
So I looked up their website, because I was, like, curious as to what these robots are for. Did they just make them to dance? Like, I feel like no. So apparently they're, like, robots that you can, like, for, like, warehouse and, like, factory settings, I guess. So, like, they have this one that's, like, kind of like a dog almost, like, it like picks up things and, like, brings it places, basically.
Cool.
But it's so creepy. I'm like, because in a way, like, I mean, I get that, like, we've had technology that does that for so long. It's just never been, like, can do it on its own, you know what I mean, until recently. It's usually just, like, attached to some larger thing. Now this is, like, a thing that moves on its own and just does things. This is, like, a step up from the Stop and Shop, like, vacuum that has googly eyes.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though? Like, humans, all we require is, like, food to keep going. Like, I wonder about the environmental cost of, like, having motorized things.
Yeah. Them.
Like, if the whole world was full of robots, would that just, like,
the energy, climate change?
Or, I mean, but, I don't know.
Speaking of climate change and, like, technology, apparently they can, like, make meat in a lab now.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, and, like, how it can be really good for the environment because we won't need as many cows, and cows have so much, like, methane.
Methane producers. Yeah. That would be good. I would eat lab meat, 100%.
I mean, I would eat lab meat if it doesn't mean we have to go to another planet in 50 years. Because I wouldn't be on that ship. I don't think I'd make the cut.
I don't want to go to space ever. I'm so scared of space. So scary out there. You can't live in space.
I know. Like, where are we? Moon colonies? I don't know.
Just, like, being in space. Like, the idea of not being on Earth is very scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, being an astronaut would be bad. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me of, like, in middle school when we had to watch this video about, like, supernovas. Mm-hmm. And they were saying how, like, when our star dies, when the sun dies, like, the based on the size of the sun, that it's gonna, like, when it explodes, it's not gonna, like, subsume the Earth. It's gonna, like, take over the first... we're the third planet, right? So it'll take over, like, the first two... And then it'll get close to Earth, but won't engulf it, but close enough to, like, incinerate everything.
Wow.
So, in the, like, little video that they, like, made to, like, when they were talking about this theory, they had these little, like, little, like, spaceships go up and, like, go to, like, a dwarf, like, no, what was it? Like, one of those, like, white... dwarf things that, like, they're stars that die but still have energy, and, like, how people could make colonies on those, but then also that's assuming that we have the technology to, like, go really far away in space. Mm-hmm. It was just so wild. I just, like, I'll never forget the little images of the people in the, like, the animated, like, thing with the people in the ships flying away because Earth is incinerated. Apparently that won't happen for, like, billions of years, but honestly, the climate crisis, I feel like, is gonna be a problem. I'm scared. I'm legit scared that when we're old, the planet is gonna be, like, unlivable, or, like, almost.
Yeah, that's definitely a much more immediate problem for us.
Yeah.
Or
than the sun.
Our progeny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Wow, that got really depressing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, be sustainable, people.
Be sustainable.
And I will be driving home tonight, though. So
yeah.
In my gas.
They should make
vehicle.
More. They should make better electric cars.
Yes, cheaper electric cars.
Cheaper.
More electric cars. Let's fill the world
with
electric cars.
Let's make them, like, go farther.
Yeah.
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 You hear that? Get to work.
Get to work, engineers.
Get to work.
I think they are. They gotta be working. I mean, I think GMC wants to go all electric by 2030 or something.
I love that for them.
I know. Good for them. Anyway, we should... Okay, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
Ooh.
We'll play you out with a song. What's our last song?
Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant.
Cool.
Here's half of that song. This was Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.